Hi, everyone. It'd be nice to sit back and take all the notes. You've sat for a lot of stuff at the moment. I'm aware of that. So make sure you wiggle around if you need to. Have a dance, whatever you need to do. Want to put this to you. So we've got about six or so more questions. There are two options here because we said we finished at eight, which is it's eight right now. We can either continue with those six questions if you feel the need to. They are in relation to, particularly I can tell you what they are, in relation to electricity, in relation to Westpac closing, the need of a vet, streetscape and planning and development. Or second option is this. We can work with Eddie and Rowan and just get their quick responses on those particular questions, and we'll include them with the report that goes into the paper this week and have them out in the community. What would you prefer to do?
I wouldn't mind a quick word about Westpac.
Yes. Yep. Is that a good place to go? All right, let's go there because that is a really important issue.
I would really like to investigate getting a vet back in New
Yes.
We had to drive down to Port Augusta last week to have our puppy put down. Like, that is really hard.
Yeah, that's hard work. Yeah. All right, quickly whip through these. Is Prentice okay if I keep whipping through? All right, so we'll keep these nice and quick, but we'll just adjust these two because I'm aware we need to have a break as well. It's getting late in the evening. So let's go to those particular ones people were just mentioning. So the first one, and it might be some similar answers here, is around the vet. So Cooper Pedy hasn't had a permanent vet for a long time, and it's been a long time since one has visited, a long time. And of course, many people in the community have animals. That's a big thing. And simple things can't be done, or even harder things can't be done either. So the situation, I believe, is twofold. One, the vet needs to get enough business, of course, but it is here. But second, again, it's a premise issue. They can't find somewhere to actually be that's secure, available, cheap, affordable. Everything's just too hard because one of the vets that was coming up here regularly, I understand, of course, with Roger, was bringing all the stuff up here all the time from Piri, bringing it back. And it was a big ask for him. But if he had a location, he could be here and he'd have someone here regularly. So that's the first question, I think, is how do we talk about the vet conversation?
I really think it's a council thing that we need to get more actively involved in trying to find a solution, or A, the premises, and B, some sort of arrangement with a vet. I mean, we do provide significant money to the vet to desex dogs, stray dogs in town, and so that assists, and it is a significant amount of money. Maybe we need to just look at some sort of retainer type arrangement, or some more formalised arrangement than we have. So I think that's really got to be in our court. There was a conversation I had with destroying euthanizing animals, and could we train some of our nurses to dispense those drugs rather than people having to go down to Port Augusta. So I did raise that at the council meeting, not last one, I think it was the one before, but so we're definitely having a look at that. It's been an issue since I've been here. It might have got worse, I think, rather than better. So we do need to put more effort into that.
Tim, could you just tell me why the euthanasia stopped in the first place? Because you used to be able to go, I had my animals put down by James Mickey, who came to my house and euthanized my dogs, and then it stopped. Can you tell me why it stopped?
I can't. No, I don't know the answer to that. I think you may have to be. There may be some regulatory control now that you've got to be trained, and I'm not. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, it's something we've got to. Yeah. If it's as simple as that, we can. We could euthanize them, yeah.
Thank you.
Good coming to Westpac for you two. But so I'm hearing, Tim, what we can do. We've got some actions from all three levels. That can be one for DCCP to actually investigate that as a matter of urgency to see how we can actually have that regular vet service here and train. Yes, yes, let's do that. Westpac issue, let's talk about that because there are lots of questions came in about that over the last 24 hours, as you can imagine. The gist of it was that Westpac is closing and everyone's aware of that, of course. But the questions coming in from community are this. They didn't bother to tell anybody before they put a sign on the door, even though most people in town are Westpac customers. And you've done that because you tried to stay loyal to Westpac being a branch here. That was really appalling. But also then the practical issues around banking in terms of large amounts of cash, change, all of that sort of stuff. But more than that, the fact that it also deflates business confidence and people wanting to move into town and be part of the local community and all that sort of stuff. So I know we mentioned this afternoon. I know both Eddie and Rowan got excited by it in different ways. So who would like to start, Rowan or Eddie? Eddie? Oh,
I'll start.
Eddie's going to start.
Because I had a phone which I didn't answer while I was here from the Minister for Regional Development. So as soon as I found out Westpac was going to close and being the only bank branch in the community, I'd got hold of the minister. Now Rowan and myself know that when it comes to banks, the regulatory framework is a federal framework. I actually think that banks are quite disgraceful. And they were demonstrated to be quite disgraceful with the Royal Commission and the practices that they were engaged in. These banks make super profits during the global financial crisis and COVID, they actually had support from the federal government and the taxpayer ran the potential of having to pick up some liabilities. Now that did not happen, but these banks make super profits. And I'm just wondering, and maybe Rowan would know whether I don't think we're going to be able to do anything with Westpac. I want the minister and myself to do some media and have a shot at them for doing what they're doing, especially in a community where the nearest service is now going to be in Port Augusta. But a couple of us jumping up and down at a state level are not going to make any difference. But given that all the big four banks make very big profits indeed, and they've been found to have ripped off people in the past. I wonder whether at a federal level a legislative change that imposes some sort of community service obligation upon banks when it comes to smaller communities would not be possible. Might be possible that a banker, and I know they're private sector companies, but a banker. One of the big four have to be in some of these smaller communities, and all the other banks make a contribution to the fact that they will be making a loss in these communities, and potentially there might be a federal subsidy as well. I would not know, but there needs to be something done because services have been over many years now stripped away from country communities, and you say, well, you can use you better use the post office and ATMs. But there's a whole range of services that businesses and others need they're no longer going to be able to get in their communities. And I know that phone banking and internet banking has become far more important, but there's still a lot of people in communities that might not have access to a phone. To a smartphone, might not have access to the internet. So there's some really serious challenges. And I believe that the banks have not done the right thing by communities and have not done the right thing for a long time now. So I'm hoping Claire Scriven is going to jump up and down with me, but it's not going to make any difference to Westpac. They will not give a stuff about a couple of state members of parliament having a go at them. Maybe federally something should be done.
And probably the federal member as well. Look, I like Eddie, I'm really saddened and disappointed by this. It's not the first time I dealt with it, though, I've got to tell you. It's a whole host of communities around Grey have lost their banks. In fact, down in Cummins quite some years ago, you wouldn't believe that Cummins, about 2,000 people there, it's one of the richest farming districts in South Australia, the last of the big four pulled out. Well, that led to the opening up of Bendigo Bank down there, and that community bank has been a roaring success. It now operates in Port Lincoln. It also operates in Tumby Bay, but they aren't easy to establish. What I did commit to at the meeting today was checking out Cleve, which I believe has now got a sub-branch of Bendigo Bank operating there without the same kind of criteria for getting it established. And I will pursue with Bendigo and just find out whether there's any legs in that proposal at all. I don't really think there's any great hope of turning Westpac around on this one. They haven't... Actually, they didn't. Normally, the bigger banks have let me know when they're closing branches. This one didn't. Not that that makes a lot of difference. I'll just take you back over a short history, though. Some years ago, the ANZ pulled out of Hawker. And Hawker's not as isolated as Cooper Petey, but it's isolated enough. And so I told them that was highly inappropriate behaviour and they should do something about it. To their credit, they did. They set up a sub-agency in the grocery shop, down the back, or down one end of the grocery shop, and they put a nice little counter in and kept a bit of cash there and in a little safe, and the whole thing set up really well. No one used it. Everybody went plastic. And in about 4 years' time, I said to the shop owner, what happened there? He said, oh, no one was using it, so we shut up. So it is the experience around is when they go, people do adapt pretty quickly. But I do think Cooper Petey has probably got, Eddie touched on it before, the average age up here is higher than most places. The average number of people who are not born in Australia is higher than most places. The average number of Indigenous people who don't actually live here but do some limited banking here are higher than some places. So there are a number of issues here that I think are a bit more extenuating than some of the others. And I will try and change Westpac's mind. I only became aware of this either late yesterday or early this morning when Tim sent me an email. We'll do what we can, but I don't anticipate that we're going to have a lot of success. I think that it's... I will pursue that Bendigo Bank option. I think it's also... Australia Post has the ability to do some services, and we're going to have a pretty close look up here with what replaces Westpac. We're going to have to make sure there are ATMs available for cash, because I believe that probably a bit more cash changes hand in this community than others. There are plenty now that, shops aren't holding cash. In Adelaide, you go around, you offer them cash, that's for good reason they don't have cash on the premises anymore. If you want a coffee, you play with plastic. Now, this has been a and COVID has actually sped that revolution on. Like, the conversion away from cash has been absolutely dramatic over the last 2 years because people didn't want to handle the dirty, filthy, stinking stuff, So they didn't get germs. So it's been a lot of big move to plastic that way. So I'm not telling you the future's going to be easy about this. We will do what we can, and I will pursue that option of Bendigo to see whether the chance of a sub-branch up here has any legs at all.
And can I just shed some light on this? I got an email yesterday morning from the state manager saying that the bank was to close that an announcement would be made no sooner than the 28th of October, and would I keep it confidential? Michael sent me a photo about 2 hours later of the sign on the front door. Obviously there was a communication problem there. But look, this is a very serious issue, and we do need to try and reverse the decision. But as Rowan said, I think we're probably on hiding to nothing there. But it's interesting. By sheer coincidence, I got a letter yesterday from there's a mob trying to set up an Australia Post bank. So not an agency, to actually get Australia Post to become a bank as well, which has got some merit, I would have thought. I mean, obviously it would take some time to to you know, create if that was to. But I didn't read the letter that closely. You know, I will now, of course, after this has occurred. So and I forwarded on to both Eddie and Rowan. But I think, yeah, we need to have a look at the community bank issue as well. I was actually involved with the creation of the first community bank in South Australia, which was in Virginia, which was Bendigo, and but you know, they're not easy to set up. You've got to find the capital and all that sort of stuff. So, but we need to look at all options here.
Go for it.
Volunteer community organisations that have all their banking here at Westpac, have AGMs, change signatories and all that sort of stuff. We also need to look at that.
Yeah.
Because now we need to go to Port Augusta,
yeah,
to get that done when they close. And I'm part of a community volunteer organisation and it's just going to be a massive headache as I'm a business coordinator for it. And yeah, it needs to be looked at.
I to add to that, so Kirby Together, as you all know, we've been raising money for the playground, so I had to establish a bank account and those sorts of things to make it all transparent for the community. And we just signed up with Westpac for an account as well. And I actually had a message about an hour ago from the person who signed us up, deeply apologising because she's in a senior level and didn't know the branch was closing until today. So it's been appalling how they've handled it. But the other thing we raised today, and both Eddie and Rowan heard too, was that, of course, as we all know, we have a couple of industries, e.g. Opal, which is a lot of cash, so, and safety deposits and all that sort of stuff. So there's that whole consideration as well, because the last thing we want is people driving with $400,000 worth of cash down the highway, and we have an increase of all sorts of other activities. So, Yes, please.
Just those two things. Firstly, let me say I am not involved with the organisation, and we have been able to, not this bank, but organise for dual electronic signatures to arrange payment. But the other one is on cash in the Opal industry. I don't think I'd be making a big point of that. it's a little difficult for me to stand up in the federal parliament and say, you've got to allow, you've got to make cash available in Cooper Pedy so people can avoid the taxation system.
Yeah, no, that is a truthful conversation.
I just want to say on the other side, everyone's talking to big money, but Westpac's the only place you can get a $20 note without paying $2.50. Everywhere else in town, got your $3 or $2.
You're right.
Money out of the machine. That's going to hurt a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that $2.50, the big people it doesn't hurt. But a guy just getting $20 out there, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You do that 3 or 4 times and before you know it. Yeah.
And when you get the money
free and true value. Only if they've got the money in the till, not out of their machines. And half the time they've got the money in the
till. All right. So, I heard something down here. Was that you, Trish? Or?
Oh,
perfect.
It goes down.
Yeah. So we need to wrap up because it is 20 past eight. So a couple of things to wrap up here. I've got a couple of things. While I'm doing that, just have a think, the three of you, because we'll just get a last comment from you around, maybe summarising just two or three of the key things you've gone, I can go away and do that from each of those levels. But I did promise this mob over here they could have a couple of minutes to talk to you because they're in some desperate need at the moment. So I wander over here quickly.
Yeah, g'day everyone. People that don't know me, my name's Matthew Corner. I'm the First Lieutenant of the Fire Brigade. Our brigade is urgently seeking volunteers. Currently, we've got 8 on the books. We're relying on 5 majority of the time to turn out. What you see here tonight is the fire coverage for Cooper Pedy for the next 24 hours. We're covering an even bigger area as time goes on, especially on the highway. We've just lost Glen Dambo Brigade. They've shut down. Marla is now struggling, so our response area is getting bigger. Unadatta is struggling, so we're also starting to cover out in that country as well. We just really need people. We're also trying to get a cadet program up and running to make it more family orientated. But yeah, if anyone knows, anyone that wants to join up, come down on a Wednesday night at 6:30 and yeah, come and see us.
Thanks. I know how desperate that is because I've noticed over time that when Matthew's normally talking, it's very excitable and he's got lots of energy in his voice, but you can hear the you can hear the need in that voice just there. So if you can volunteer, do so. And I was just hearing also tonight that our ambos are down to a very minimum number at the moment. Now, of course, that's a different colour fish, but they're struggling to attract people to Cooperpedia. So just in case, because as I'm getting to understand, Cooperpedia are related or know everybody in the whole country. If you know someone around that is a paramedic somewhere and would love to come and move to Cooperpedia, have a word with the AMBO service as well. All these things are really important. Last couple of announcements before I hand back to these three to finish off. First of all, I heard Eddie talk about getting people to write to the Education Minister around the childcare situation. What we would do as Cooperpedia together, because I think this is how we can help you, is we will draft a template that we'll make available to the whole community. So anyone that wants to then send a letter to the minister on that, we'll put all the key details in there. So all you have to do is add your bit of comment and sign and away you go. So we'll get that out ASAP as well. Second thing I just need to tell you, so lots of other things happening, but in relation to Minister Brock, he will be back on the 26th and 27th of October, as Eddie spoke about. Details will be coming out in the next week as to what that visit will look like, but it will include spending quite a considerable time going through departments at council and hearing what's happening there. But there will definitely be some sort of community opportunity as well. So keep a listen out for that, and we'll have that out in the next week for you. But that will happen 26th of October. Also with that, the facilitation group met with state government last night, so they the minister's keeping his promise in the sense of coming back for more information. And last night we had a conversation about appointment of next administrator or administrators. And the state government took on board a lot of conversations, so we put forward ideas around what that person should be like, but also was very clearly said by the group, if the person hasn't heard about Cooperpedia, we don't want them, stop the interview. Those sorts of things were shared as well. But what you will find, and what we've got a commitment from government to, which is great from the minister, is the ad will be out soon, but what the minister has committed to, that the people of Cooperpedia will see that before anybody else. So there'll be a letter coming out to the community from the minister, look out on the council channels, Cooperpedia Together channels, it'll come out for everything, and you'll see all of that detail before the rest of the world does. So making sure you get that first. I think that's all the updates. I'm going to hand back just very quickly, 30 seconds, just a quick sum up what we got from each of these three folk, what they're committed to doing next bit. I heard some stuff already. And as I said, we'll get write-ups in the paper this week and also everywhere else, so you can see all the information as much as possible.
Following up on one of the questions that was noted here by quite a few people, there was a review into health happening.
Yes.
Are you guys aware of that? Are you getting a review of that?
I've asked for somebody info that has already been gathered. It's I haven't actually seen the survey paper itself.
You're getting the results of that.
Yeah. Health. I've got some of the results, but that is around some of the basic data when it comes to health services here in Cooperpedia and some of the different.
You're not getting a report.
No, I haven't. Well, I haven't got one at this stage, so I'm assuming one hasn't been done yet. I'll be getting one. There's no worry. Yeah, because it's early on when we were pushing for the independent review, we spoke to the local health network to say, you know, what was going on, because they contacted us when we got a bit of publicity about the independent review, and they said, well, they're carrying out a review of health services here in Cooperpedia. So I guess if the ball is already rolling, we thought we'll go with that. But it's important that, yeah, like I said, people do take part, and that we will get, I will get, the council will get, and Rowan is to get the report. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you'll also get the report, Rowan, will you?
Well, not automatically, I don't think.
Yeah, but we can. Yeah, I can flick it for this. Yeah, yeah. All right, so some things, obviously there's some big issues, but there's some smaller bite-sized stuff. So I'm going to be emphasising once again to the task force the importance of serious on-the-ground consultation with the Cooper PD community, so it's not just a bunch of bureaucrats in Adelaide. The issue about nurse visitation for mothers and families, so I'll be raising that as an important issue. Continuing to advocate for the childcare centre to transition over to the education department. And I'll add one more, I know you said three, but speaking to the commissioner about providing information to the community when it comes to licensing changes. So they're only bite-sized bits, but they're doable.
Yes, I got a bit of homework. I don't know that I have those notes in front of me, but certainly following up on the childcare issues, I've got a number of other towns in similar, and I think I spoke about that before, and following up with the banking with the Bendigo Bank to see if there's any options there at all. But in general, I just want to thank you all for coming out and showing an interest. Like the meeting we had this afternoon, we've been at it a while now. But it takes a commitment to come along and represent your community and speak up and do all those things. So thank you all for your attendance and for your enthusiasm for Cooper PD. I often say trying to be your number one tourist ambassador and tell people, don't call in a Cooper PD overnight. You can't even half look at the place if you stay three nights. And I normally give them a list of things to do. So it's a rather special place and we need to work hard to promote it in every opportunity.
I think the three things that I would take away as actions would be to impress upon the incoming administrator that he should continue to support Cooper PD together. Very, very important, and I think you people need to indicate to that person that you value this initiative. It is a bold way of governing a community. There aren't too many examples of this sort of stuff where we really put the citizens in the driver's seat. So that would be number one. The vet issue for me is very important. So we do need to make significant improvement there. And I think just working together as the three levels of government. And can I just sincerely thank Rowan and Eddie for making the time and the effort to come here. You've got massive electorates and lots and lots and lots of towns and settlements and a really, really challenging role that you two perform, and you've done it for a long, long period of time. So on behalf of everyone in the room, can I sincerely thank you. We look forward to continuing to work as the three levels of government with the Cooper PD community.
Thanks, Tim. So final 30 seconds from me. By the way, can I just, for everyone's benefit, so one of the things that was agreed with government last night was that in the job description for the new administrator, they will need to support Cooper PD together to continue that. So that's going to be a guarantee, which is great. Last thing, we must thank the Greek Club as well as normal over there at the bar, the Muppets. No, just kidding. but thank you all for coming out. We were going to make sure this is a regular connection somehow, like Eddie said before, get back to that regular pattern. But for now, go home, relax. Sit here and yarn if you want. You're more than welcome to. But thanks for coming out. We'll see you soon.